Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Kolder. Welcome to Church at Home, sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The truth of the Bible, the truth of the Old Testament, the truth of the New Testament, the truth of the prophecies in the Bible, particularly to the end times, so we know what's going on in the world because Jesus told us. And he also told us that we are to watch. We are to watch the things we could say in this world, in religion, in economics, and in government. Now, everybody's focused in on government and economics, and it seems that we are all here watching the whole financial situation become so disintegrating that the whole financial system of the world may collapse. And by the way, I'll just tell you, go on cbcg.org and you listen to those sermons. Now, you have to be prepared, because if you want to know what's going on in the world, you're not going to get it in a McDonald's drive-through Christian program. Now, if you want to know the truth, you have to apply yourself. If you want to understand what's going on, you have to be willing to read and study and listen. Now, there are five sermons that I have given concerning the economy, aftermath, what's going to happen with the financial system collapsing, and then the $2 trillion meltdown, and then we did two of them on the coming world currency and the day after the dollar crashes. Now, if you really want to know, you've got to spend time. You have got to listen. Everyone is spoiled by their texting, by their smartphones, by their computers, and you want all the answers instantly in one sentence. Not going to happen. And everybody has been trained. Now, you check yourself on this. Is your concentration longer than 20 minutes? Think about it. Because that's the longest segment that you get in watching anything on television is 20 minutes. Most of them are 12 minutes. So people have everything fast today. Fast food, fast news, fast cooking. And you don't know the background behind it. Same way with the Bible. Same way with Christianity. Most people don't understand it, but 99% of Christianity in the world has been subterfuged by lies, false doctrines, wrong days of worship, and all of those things that you don't even realize or understand what has happened. And you've been given a 30-second repentance formula, which is a lie. Oh, they say some things in truth. Believe in Jesus. I repent of my sins. Lord, enter my heart. Now you're saved for eternal life. Nonsense. Hogwash. That will never happen that way. You think you're going to live forever with that kind of approach to things? Now let's see what Jesus says. Because there is a coming one world religion. And unless you apply yourself to the truth, unless you check and prove all things, as we are told in the Bible, unless you search the Scriptures daily, you're not going to know. This video cast is not meant for entertainment. This video cast is meant to preach the truth, to teach the truth, and to warn you as to what's happening in the world, and to warn people what they need to do, and to expose the lies, to expose the cheats, to expose the counterfeit Christianity that most people embrace and think is wonderful. A lot of people get upset. Well, how can you say that about these nice people? They're sincere. Everything that is evil has been projected as being good. And you have accepted sincerity in place of truth. People have accepted emotion rather than thought and reason. And that's how you're deceived. As I've asked many, many times, how many lies do you believe and how many do you tell? Huh? So today we're going to expose some of those things. And we are going to see why, while our attention has been focused on government, elections, and economics, there's something more sinister going on in the world that is going to affect every human being in the world. And it's going to affect you. So you have a choice. You have to ask yourself, what am I going to do? And as we go through these church at home, you need to follow along with your Bible. And furthermore, you need to prove these things. And then when the half-hour program is done, don't shut your Bible up and think, oh, I've really accomplished a lot today. No, it's kind of like a breathing exercise. You have to breathe the rest of the day. So let's start here in Matthew 7. Here's what Jesus said. It's not the simplistic stupidity that you hear blithered from the pulpits of Sunday-keeping churches. And by the way, in keeping the Sabbath, I want you to know, as I said last time, we are not Seventh-day Adventist. The Seventh-day Adventists understand about the Sabbath, but that's about all of the Bible that they really know and believe. They have other principles of the Bible, but as far as the Sabbath and the holy days and the whole truth of God, they don't have it. They have maybe 25% of the truth. Here at Church at Home, we're focusing on 100% of the truth. And is that what you want? Well, that's what God will give you. Now, do you want your mind open to understand the Bible? Well, then you have to give up your way. You have to start keeping the Sabbath. And then when the holy days come around, you need to start keeping the holy days of God rather than Christmas and Easter and New Year and all the things that come along, which are all pagan and occult. I'm going to say this again. You need the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? That is a basic book which shows you how the world has been deceived. And remember, when a lie is told over generations, over and over again, and people believe it and people practice it, then when someone speaks the truth, he's accounted as a raving lunatic. And most people get all emotional and don't look for the facts. And they react because that's not the way that they have been taught to think. So you need to ask yourself the question, how do you think? Who taught you how to think? Do you understand the Word of God? Do you think with the Scriptures of God? Now let's see the comparison between Christianity of this world and the coming one world religion and what Jesus said was the way to salvation. Let's read it right here. Matthew 7 and verse 13. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. That's the way of the world. Are you ready to enter in through the narrow gate? Now, what does the narrow gate mean? Well, it means basically this. You live by every word of God. Do you live by every word of God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe what he said? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And yet you go to a Sunday-keeping church, and one of the first things that the pastor stands up in a pulpit and says, in with lying sincerity, in such sweetness and goodness, the law has been done away. Do you believe that lie? Have you believed that lie? Well, the way that is given is broad, and the way is going to become even more broad. They are going to open the gates so wide that there's even room for atheists and agnostics to come in. Let's see what Jesus said here. Verse 14, "For narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and few are those that find it." What are you searching after? What are you looking to do? You need to ask yourself those questions, because that's very important. Verse 15, "But beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, for within they are ravening wolves." Not just the way it is. See? They come in, and sometimes, as we pointed out in one of the last video casts that we did, even come in and wait for decades before springing upon people their false doctrines, the denial of Christ, the denial of Scripture. And you wonder, how could that happen? See, judgment is going on right now. Let's come down here after Jesus said you'll know them by their fruits. Well, if you don't know how to judge the fruits and behavior of false prophets by the Bible, because the Bible says if they don't speak according to the law and the testimony, Isaiah 8, there is no light in them. And Jesus said, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great indeed is that darkness? Key important thing that you need to understand for you in your life, for being able to judge and assess the fruits of those who claim to be prophets. And I'll read to you what happened when there was a prophet who made an absolutely lying, vicious, ungodly prediction. Yet everyone thought he was wonderful. People sent him lots of money. They were so convinced that what he said, the end of the world was coming, that's Harold Camping, on May 21st, that people sold their homes and sent money to him, euthanized their pets because they didn't want them to suffer, and yet he was one of those false prophets that came along and deceived people. And the very purpose of Satan the devil doing that is to get people to reject Christ and reject the truth. Let's read it here. Here's what Jesus said. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who's doing the will of my Father who is in heaven." What is the will of the Father? Do you know what the will of the Father is? Have you searched the Bible to understand the will of God? Do you know that every single word of God is truth? Did you know that with the new covenant, that everything was elevated to a higher spiritual level? It wasn't done away so you can do whatever you please, because I'll show you what has happened because people have done that. And I'll show you what has happened because a leading minister in the evangelical circles who proposed a purpose-driven church had been a false prophet all along. And now his true colors are revealed, and it's not lambskin, it's wolf fur. You're going to be amazed, but this is true. Here's what they're going to say. "Many will say to me in that day," that's the day of judgment, you see. And what is it going to be for you in your day of judgment? "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy through your name?" Oh, yes, they used the name of Jesus, but they brought another Jesus. They brought another gospel. They brought another interpretation of it. And they made Jesus the minister of sin, and they made him the God of lawlessness. Well, which God is that? That's the God of this world, Satan the devil. And his doctrines have been preached from the pulpit. Oh, yes, they can use Scripture. But they never really, really give the whole truth and nothing but the truth. "And did we not cast out demons through your name? And did we not perform many works of power through your name?" Just like Jesus said, Many false prophets will arise, false Christ, to deceive even the elect if possible. Now here's Jesus' answer to them, and then I will confess to them, I never knew you. You had no part with me. You cast my laws and commandments behind your back. You spoke in my name things that I didn't speak. You twisted scripture to mean things that I never meant. So here's what Jesus is going to say to them. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. That's what it is. Let's see the mystery of lawlessness. Let's see the building of an inner faith community. Now, what does that mean? Now, this is from Faith Shared, Uniting in Prayer and Understanding, the new coming ecumenical one world religion. And this is from the Saddleback Church in Southern California, Rick Warren, pastor. And what are they doing? Are they teaching that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? No, can't do that. We got to honor other religions. So here's what they have, building the interfaith community. Now, listen to the words that are said here and see how this politically correct language is used in politics and in religion and in education. And you need to know that your children in the government schools are being programmed emotionally and mentally to accept the coming one world religion. Quote, we live in a pluralistic society. People representing different faiths and cultures coexist, work, and struggle together. We are often challenged by misunderstandings and stereotypes. Those challenges often manifest themselves in mistrust, fear, prejudice, and violence. So how can we, as communities of faith, begin to respond to the challenges of our time while holding to and affirming our own identity? Now, you need to take that paragraph, and you need to think about it, and you need to analyze it. Where is, in the end time, we need to stand for the truth? Where is, in the end time, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Where is it in the end time that Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find the true faith on the earth? No. Notice what they are doing. They are setting up for having all religions participate in a unified but diverse religion. Now, that's sort of a oxymoron or morioxon. So they have unity in diversity, and it goes right back to the book, I'm okay, you're okay. I'll accept yours, you accept mine. So here's what they say. Clearly, the more we learn about each other and our identity in relation to others, the better we respond to these challenges. On June 26th, through Faith Shared, thousands of congregants from all over the nation will share scripture with each other's faith communities. Reading the Quran from the pulpits of so-called Christian churches and out of the traditional writings of the Jews, and out of the religious books of the Hindus, and the Buddhists, and the Sikhs, and the Baha'is, and Zoroastrianism. My, isn't that wonderful? Well, the Bible says, God says, that is an abomination. You forget the one simple scripture, which reads, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall have no other gods before me. Yet they want to have many gods, many idols, many religions. Let me read it here. Congregations in an intentional and welcoming manner will make space in their houses of worship during their services for friends and neighbors to share sacred and holy texts from different religious perspectives. We will, through this simple act of sharing, begin, or in some cases continue, so how long have they been doing this, you suppose, the process that empowers a community to demonstrate how our faith unites rather than divides. We will express on this day understanding among different faiths. So much for evangelical Christianity, seeking truth, purpose-driven churches. What are the secret agendas in the back of the mind of Rick Warren and those who are guiding it? Think about that. Now let's see how they have put this together. And as we move toward the 10th anniversary of the events of September 11, 2001, our pastors and priests and imams and rabbis and their congregants can play an important role by adding a measure of mutual respect in public dialogue. Now, how can that be? The Bible says, can two walk together unless they be agreed, and your walk has to be with God, and you agree with Him. So here's what they're doing, reaching out as far as they can. And you're going to be absolutely shocked as to how far this has already developed and how active they are. Now, what I want you to do, you go online and you look up United Religions, you look up Faith Shared, you look up International Religious Foundation, and you read how organized this is. There are tens of thousands of people involved. There are thousands and thousands of organizations involved. And they're all pointing toward the same direction. Do you think that the imam is going to read in the Christian church out of the Quran where it says, kill every Christian? Do you think that the pastor who is supposed to be the Christian minister involved in it is going to read where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me? Let me read on here. Urban and rural America will come together on June 26th to worship together, celebrate our shared faith, and our vision for America that embraces all of its faith traditions. Whether Faith Shared is integrated in Sunday services or in meetings after church, we hope that this is just the beginning. Think about how you might integrate this important work throughout your community. For some, will be a continuation of work already underway. For others, it will provide a starting place. Isn't that amazing? Do you realize how many Faith Shared communities that there are? Or shared communities? This reaches out into the grassroots levels way across all of America and in many parts of the world. And this sounds really good. Isn't this nice? Oh, we'll have all religions get along together. If it works for a while, people are going to say, well, that's good. But you don't know what's going to happen when it explodes and comes apart. Because it will. Now, you also need to realize that the Muslims have an agenda to conquer us from within by these very moves that are presented here by Faith Shared. Now, on the next video cast, I'm going to show you that they already have a world scripture ready. Do you know that? And it's been prepared since 1991. And this whole movement began clear back in 1893 with the Parliament of World Religions. So you also go on and look up the Parliament of World Religions, and you will be amazed what you're going to find. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. And please be prepared to apply yourself. Take some time. Really listen. Really study. Prove all things by the Scriptures. Hold fast to that which is good, because we are living in very dangerous and difficult times at the end. And so if you want to be on God's side, you better get on God's side His way. And the Bible will show you, and we will help teach you here on Church at Home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying so long, everyone, and thank you for inviting me into your home.